Our identities change. They change multiple times in our lives based on our experiences. This story is about identity and how it is influenced by people around us in order to change. With us today, we have a guest speaker telling us his story.
There is no single most influential person for my identity. It is rather a constant struggle between my father, mother, and grandfather.
He felt as though their strong personalities, the way they thought and acted, influenced him to become the person he is today.
My grandfather was opposed to sports because he thought that a person should have his own identity and not, like, sports force a group identity. His theory that everyone should be individual, and that he had a person at the age 5 till 11, he would then be able to form the identity of that person on his own. And even though he was opposed to sports, even though he wanted to shape my identity, my father introduced sports on his way. His way was, we were watching Bruce Lee movies every single day. The great opposition of my grandfather, but you couldn't just say no to my father. I really early learned to read and write, but I couldn't read that fast, so my father used that and read what Bruce Lee was saying. Of course, it was my father's interpretation, and therefore he said that Bruce Lee first started swimming and then went into martial arts. Okay, so I wanted to start swimming. Oh, but that was not possible that fast. I had to first see and learn to love, and no, I want to start swimming. So I fought to swim, and my father let me swim. I was the best student my teacher ever had, and he wanted me to really compete, so I learned all the styles without problems. And at the very early age, I was around 5 when he wanted me to compete, and I knew, as I said, all the styles. So the only thing was missing: diving. If my teacher wants to dive, let him dive. I have no intent to do so. So my teacher insisted, I insisted on my own. He pushed me in the water. I decided not to swim for like 3 years. Not only not to swim, but not to enter water that is deeper than the knee level. That was the end of my bright and, swimming career. And my father had to find a teacher, because he understood it is not a sport that can shape my identity, it is a teacher that could do it. So his quest started when I was 5 and ended when I was 6 and a half. So 1.5 years he was searching for a teacher, and when he finally found him,
his father knew that the best way to mold and shape who his son will become was to pick that teacher.
His story was very similar to what my father had told me about what Bruce Lee has been doing. So my Aikido teacher, late Lyubomir Racharevich, first started swimming, was very good at swimming. Then he started practicing judo, and on a judo competition he saw Aikido, loved it, and brought it to Serbia. And later on, with some help, he invented his own style, real Aikido. And you think it was easy? Well,
think again. Whole summer I had to wait.
I wanted to start practicing Aikido the very second I heard about it. But no. The whole summer I was allowed only to watch. And not all the time, just a little bit. And increasing as much as I was persistent to go there. At the end of the summer, finally I got to the opportunity to practice. And, well, I had a surprise there as well. First, my father didn't let me go in a full Aikido suit, kimono and stuff. I had to practice in a normal, like, sweatpants and t-shirt. And I was the only one. Everyone else had their suits. No, my father didn't want to buy anything for me until I proved that I will stay there practicing.
His father first influenced him through his amazement with Bruce Lee, and this was a test to make sure that he would continue.
But after 2 years, I was able to practice the whole 45 or 1 hour session, and that was time to introduce another martial art. I started practicing karate as well, and that was introduced by my teacher, and he followed what my father had idea of, to be like Bruce Lee. And after having another set of allergies, I couldn't continue with karate and aikido, so I had to make a break. But soon after, I continued my quest to become the new Bruce Lee, and I started practicing judo and aikido at the same time. So judo, aikido, wish to be a Bruce Lee. I started teaching aikido at 11.
What this story should teach us is that we all have something or someone that leads us to try something new, but it will only stick with us if we decide it's something we enjoy.